Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. We're talking about healthy women's brains, Alzheimer's prevention, treatment, healthy lifestyle with our very special guest, Maria Shriver, who's the mother of four, a Peabody and Emmy-winning journalist and producer, a six-time New York Times best-selling author, and an NBC News special anchor, reporting on the shifting roles, emerging power, and evolving needs of women in modern life. And of course, my wonderful friend who I've been able to work with in the past on a couple of wonderful projects. Maria, welcome to Her Radio.
Thank you so much, Pam, and thank you for spreading the word about why we should all be in this battle to wipe out Alzheimer's.
Well, why should we be? I mean, a lot of women out there are really very unaware of what you and I know extremely well, and that is how prevalent this is and how devastating this is. What should women know?
Women should know that Alzheimer's is a disease that disproportionately is impacting women. Women should know that a woman in her early 60s is twice as likely to get Alzheimer's in her lifetime than she is to get breast cancer. Women should know that this is their disease, and if we put our minds to it, I really do believe we're going to wipe it out. And women should also know, right, and daughters and mothers and sisters, that we're all in this together, and we all can be kind of cognitive of each other's cognitive abilities, that, you know, our daughters, our sons can look at us if we're in our 60s. I'm 60, and my daughters and my sons are, you know, are caregivers on deck. I want them to be aware of how I'm behaving, how I'm operating, what is my mental health, just as much as I want to be in the driver's seat about my mental health. And I think that it's really important that people not think, oh, this is just something that's going to happen to me if I live to be 90, so I don't have to worry about it. That's wrong. That's misinformation.
And it's been a stereotype for a very long time, just like heart disease is a guy's problem. You know, it's so terribly important. And, you know, it's interesting. Rather than, you know, having to depend upon special pills or back and forth, you know, when it's almost too late for all intent and purposes, what can we do right now, Maria, to be able to address this at any age, at any age?
Well, I think, you know, information is knowledge, right? So I think that you can exercise. That's really important. Vigorous exercise, putting blood flow to your brain, very important. You can get enough sleep, very important for your brain to rest. Meditation. Meditation is showing to have incredible positive benefits on your mental health and on your brain. Turning off technological devices, allowing your brain to calm down, to be at rest. Talking to your children, if you happen to be in your early 60s, about what you do and don't want. How do you want to age? Getting a cognitive baseline test. When you go to your doctor, whether you're in your 40s or 50s, ask them, you know, to give you a cognitive baseline test or some test you can download online. Find out, you know, what do you remember? What don't you remember? Look into vitamins. Look into supplements. If you're a woman who's perimenopausal or menopausal, talk to your doctor about hormones. Be aware of the changes in your brain. Know that there are certain foods that might be helpful to you. You know, we hear a lot about, you know, the effect of sugar, you know, a high carbohydrate diet. Try to, you know, include foods that, you know, aren't high in sugar. There's a lot out there about that. I hear a lot of the time people go, I hear so many different things, I don't know what to do. And I understand that confusion. But I think that most of the research does show that having more protein, more fat in your diet is better for your brain, better for your thinking ability. So those are just a few of the things you could start to do right now.
And just avoid processed, refined foods, period. I mean, we, you know, it's something we rant and rave about all the time. Maria, when a woman walks up to you and she says, but, you know, Alzheimer's is in my family,
right,
what do you tell her?
I say, join me.
When she's feeling hopeless.
Join me. Yeah, join me.
There you go.
I said, you know, help me raise money for women's brain research. Join Move for Minds on May 21st. join the Women's Alzheimer's Challenge. You know, vote for people who want to increase funding in medical research of, you know, women's brains. Join me. Don't give up. Don't be hopeless. Be hopeful. Get engaged. Be part of the solution.
Tell us about the Women's Alzheimer's Challenge.
Well, that's for women, you know, that's kind of Move for Minds is a part of that. So it's women who are putting their minds to defeating Alzheimer's. So some are walking, some are starting organizations, some are in caregiving, some are, you know, just raising money to, you know, fund different research projects. So I'm trying to kind of launch a global women's movement. There's so many women out there already who are doing, like yourself, incredible things. So I put them up on the big walls to tell people there's a lot of hope out there. Here are all these women on this great big wall who are working to defeat Alzheimer's. Join them, help them, support them. If you are in your 30s or 40s and you have a parent, be aware of what their cognitive health is. You know, be an agent of change in your own home. So be aware, be involved in the process, get educated, and be a part of the solution.
Excellent. And what is the best website, Maria, for everyone to just go to learn more about this?
Well, I think there's definitely a lot of ways. You can go to the Alzheimer's Association. You can go to the Women's Alzheimer's Challenge. You can, if you're interested in doing something this next Saturday, join us at Move for Minds to support women who are in those six cities. Make this successful. So Equinox will want to do it in 30 or 40 or 100 clubs next year. I want to raise like $100 million eventually for women's brain research. So that's the best thing. There's also a, you know, on the Alzheimer's Association, they've listed kind of 10 warning signs for what Alzheimer's is. People come to me all the time and say, you know, I forgot my keys or I couldn't remember this. Do I have Alzheimer's? And I go, you know, no. But also to be aware of, you know, what it is and what it isn't, what's normal and what isn't. You know, be aware of, you know, with the effects of certain foods on your health, on your brain health. If you notice that you eat a lot of sugar and you can't remember anything, you can change that, right? You can, if you don't exercise, you can change that. If you don't know how to meditate, you can change that. If you don't get any sleep, you can change that. There are some things you can change starting right at the end of this interview.
You know, what's really interesting, this whole issue of women and Alzheimer's and dementia in general is such a powerful, powerful motivator for women to finally get their act together with their lifestyle in general. Because, you know, Alzheimer's really, really has a close association with a healthier lifestyle. And these choices that you talked about are so important. When I do my thing on May 21st in Washington, D.C. at the Equinox Club, on behalf of your wonderful Move for Minds campaign, I'm going to be talking about the new science of epigenetics, which is all about lifestyle changes and choices affect gene expression. So you can dim some of that down. And that's really what you're talking about. And most women have no clue about this science. So that's why I'm honored to be able to join you to participate in your wonderful program, Move for Minds, on May 21st, and let alone beyond that, just to kind of push this entire campaign, because it's so important women get the message. Maria, thank you for being on Her Radio, and thank you for your extraordinary work on behalf of women, healthy brains, and research. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Please follow us. Whatever you do, stay connected with us by liking us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and shoot those questions to us on askher@radiomd.com. What we want to do is stay with you. This is an important topic. Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.